tell me what all is going on here at the library here today.
We usually have a pumpkin painting event every year, and due to COVID, we had to do some safety restrictions. So this year, we just had a take and decorate pumpkin pickup event today. And so the children have been able to come in and pick up a free pumpkin and a bag with a whole bunch of painting accessories and a bag of popcorn for free. And I am so sorry to say that we ran out of our last pumpkin. We planned for 50 and we actually had 74 pumpkins here and the last one just left. So we thank you so for everybody that I came and picked him up. And we are so excited to see the different painted pumpkins on our website, and if they send them on in, we are so excited to see the lovely creations they've made. And thank you to Celeste Hespeth, who has did a vendor and craft show outside the library lawn. The funds from that is going to the library to help us. We are in the works of trying to raise funds for new carpet for our library. And so we are so blessed for her support and for all the crafters that have came out to support the library today. And I know it's so windy and I know a few of them have backed out, but thank you so much for everybody coming out and supporting their local library.
For sure. Well, based on what you said earlier, it must have been a pretty good turnout, right?
Yes.
As far as people?
Oh, absolutely. I'm feeling bad because now we're turning away kids that don't have pumpkins. So next year, we will definitely plan for more pumpkins than what we did this year. And I'd like to thank Pearson's Pumpkin Patch for providing the pumpkins, and Craig Stevens for providing pumpkins, who's a local Pleasantville folk, and all the friends of the library volunteers. Oh my gosh, they've everybody that has helped donate crafts and treats, and thank you so much to everybody. We are so grateful for their support.
Awesome. So with people posting these to Facebook and everything, is there a contest? Is there going to be a winner or something for the best design? Or is
no, just, you know? We are just wanting to flood our Facebook page with all the different painting pumpkins. And if they send them in, we're going to put them on our wall. And so that way, whenever anybody comes in, we can show them, show off their creations. And I'd also like to thank KNIA for coming out and playing some music for us, and Lois and John Turnage for playing some live music out there to make this event very wholesome and fun for everyone.
Awesome, sounds good. I guess while we're out of here, is there anything, you know, any events coming up here with the library that you want folks to know about, or anything else about, you know, this event today?
We are going to be doing a toy drive for the well. That will be coming up beginning November 1st to December 14th. That's a great fundraiser that goes to Toys for Children in Marion County. And then we're also going to be doing, it'll be a take and decorate holiday kids party too. The date is yet to be determined, so that'll be on a Saturday in December, and that'll be just, we've always had a holiday kids party in the East Room where we've had a whole bunch of tables with decorations. This year we're going to be having a pickup bag that they can come and pick up with a whole bunch of different crafts for the children. So it's our way to give back to the community and just to say thank you for all their support and to have a wonderful holiday season.